Now, one story that I've seen is about platelets. Now, when you cut yourself, little tiny blood cell fragments called platelets rush to the rescue. They help your blood to clot. They help your wounds to heal. They're absolutely vital as a treatment for people hurt in accidents and those with certain blood diseases where they don't make them properly. But you can only get them from blood donations. And as any doctor will tell you, there are never enough blood donations, especially because platelets actually have to be kept at a quite specific room temperature and they have a very short shelf life. But this could be about to change thanks to an important new paper from Dr. Koji Ito and his team in Japan, published in the journal Cell Stem Cell. And in it, they describe a completely new way to create platelets from stem cells grown in the lab, potentially reducing this need for donated platelets in the future.
How have they done it, Kat, and why couldn't we do it before?
People have tried this before, but they've just had a really poor yield of it. And the technique that other researchers and the Ito team have used is a recently developed technique that we've heard a lot about lately. It's so-called induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPS cells. And this is a way of turning adult cells into stem cells by adding a handful of protein factors. This is the discovery that won Japanese scientist Shinya Yamanaka a Nobel Prize a couple of years ago. Now, the team in this case treated these iPS, these reprogrammed cells, with another cocktail of genes that converted them into a type of cell called a megakaryocyte, which sounds brilliant, megakaryocyte. This is a very large precursor cell that produces platelets. And the platelets from these converted cells, they just seem to be like regular platelets. They clotted in the same way and everything was fine. Now, the key thing here is that it looks like you can actually freeze down these reprogrammed megakaryocytes, because you can't freeze platelets. So actually, if you could start freezing them down, if you can grow them on a large scale in the lab or in bioengineering facilities, you might even one day be able to have platelets on tap. And that's a really exciting and potentially life-saving for many people idea.